You know what really drives me crazy sometimes is that nobody seems to understand what I go through, the pressure I'm under constantly with this stuff. I get an email, you know, what the heck is this? This movie book. Melons, dates, cranberries, grapefruit. Wow. An entire book on smoothies. Let me see how many pages. Okay, and what a smoothie is? You know, it's a drink with juice and water and ice, and it tastes pretty damn good. 303 pages of smoothies. Holy cahula. Yeah, what I was saying. I said I'm crazy. No, that stuff that I go through. Because when I put the first book out, it's almost like something in me shut down because I would never have done it. I would never have put the book on the internet or let anyone read it. Because the risks are too high. You see, there's people out there that are totally insane. I mean, they're so insane, and they even some of them have power. They're in control. They run countries. But they're so messed up, they have no clue. They're so messed up that they actually have followers that believe that they know what they're doing. That's how scary that is. And how do I know I was really, or that I'm really sane, that I, you know, that I've just not waked out and I'm babbling a bunch of bullshit and other people are reading it and taking it to heart. I mean, yeah, okay, so people write, it's working for them and it's changed their lives. So what? Every time I get an email, I get that shiver down my back. I mean, who the hell have I become? The worst part is people write, you know, and they ask questions. You gotta understand. When you read the book, and you really read the book, even if I'm not insane, I tell you, I'm so messed up on a day-to-day basis. But the only thing you should be asking me is how to get as far away from me as fast as possible. I mean, that's really the honest truth. And it just feels, you know, it feels so heavy on my shoulders. And thoughts like, okay, so I'm recording all this, and maybe it'll turn into a book, or whatever, about how to create, and I'm creating, using this as a baseline of, at least that was the thought, of, you know, a follow-through of how I am creating my 3.6 million. Now, I know I will create them. You know, there's no doubt. But still, I get these thoughts. Well, what if it doesn't work? You know, do you put this out if you don't have the 3.6 million? Well, I know the answer to all that. Of course you would. Because after a certain time, if it hasn't shown up, then you switch. Because if you try something too hard, it actually begins to block you by trying too hard. So what you do is for a certain period of time, however length that is, might be a month, might be 6 months. My period of time for this 3.6 million will probably be 3 months, September, something like that. And that's when I will stop and switch to something different. See, by switching to something different, I've done the creating, I've sent the energy out, and now I'm totally letting go, forgetting all about it, and switching to something else, which means the resistance will totally let go. Any resistance that I had while creating this will be released by switching to something else. And then, while I'm creating something else, the 3.6 million will show up. If it didn't before, if it doesn't before that, that means there is some resistance. And I'm sure I will find that resistance by listening to these tapes afterwards. I mean, if you know, if you have some, if you're out there and you're listening to this, you probably hear resistance that I'm not even hearing, you know, that I'm not seeing, because sometimes we think, no, there's no resistance. I'm not holding it back. I'm not holding it back at all. And yet we are, because if it's not showing up, we're joyfully focusing on it with good feelings, with joyous feelings, and it's not showing up, we are blocking it. That's the only reason it is not showing up. So that's where I found switching then to something else. And you have to figure out the timeline for that yourself. Let's take a look what's in the fridge here. I'm a little thirsty. Beer. Nope, we don't want no beer. There's no juice. There's no juice. Worst of all, there's nothing to make smoothies with. This fridge is big enough that I could, in half of it, step in and I could comfortably hide. And there's not a thing to make smoothies with any of these smoothies on 300 and some pages. And, you know what, there's 1, 2, 3 smoothie recipes on each page. Roughly. Some pages have 2. A lot of them have 3. So that's about, let's say, an average of 700 different smoothies you could make. And yet, the fridge. You know what? Both of us could fit in this fridge. We could fit in this fridge with a smoothie maker and make smoothies together. I'm talking to my wife here. And there's not a thing to make smoothies with. We are smoothie-less. Okay. Oh, I'm getting sidetracked easier. Okay, I was talking about creating what happens when it doesn't come together. That's what we're talking about, right? So, after a time, you switch. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, if you're trying to create a car, whatever. Especially if you're trying to create something like that where you're seeing probably quite often the opposite. So you really want to make sure that you then switch after a while. Do it for a while. Switch to something else. I don't know, totally different. Something totally out of place. I don't care if creating swimming pool. You go, yeah, I don't have a house. Don't have a place to put a pool. So what? Would you like a swimming pool? Well, then create one. Pretend you're swimming in a swimming pool. Look at pictures of swimming pools and see what shows up. You'd be surprised. People, when they're trying to create, they're trying to rationalize it. They're trying to put, well, this doesn't make sense. Okay, I need a car, but yeah, you know, a 1950 Chevy rebuilt. Now that would be a car. Doesn't make sense. I don't have a proper garage. I don't have this. Too freaking bad. Just create it anyway. That's what you really want. So focus on that. Never mind the rest. You'd be surprised what that energy that creates the whole universe is capable of. You might just find you're going to get that car and the guy says, listen, I'm living right behind you. Till you get a garage, just park it right here in this garage. I'll charge you $25 a month. So you walk out your back door of your apartment and step into that garage. Anyway, that's just an example. The whole point is not to concern yourself with that. Do it for a while, then switch. Not a different car. Well, you can if you change your mind, sure. I mean, you can switch, but ideally, switch to something else. And you can switch to, you know, sometimes we're creating, right? We've looked at a car, and now we want something different. We've kind of changed our mind in the process, and that's okay. Because, see, through that, you were supposed to do the feeling part. How are you going to feel when you're in that car, 57 Chevy? Pretty cool, huh? It's a classic. So, when you shift to another car, it's probably because you've been working on that feeling and you've decided to adjust it somewhat. But the other car will probably give you a similar feeling. So, as long you stay in the line of feeling, keep experiencing the experience, that car will come along fairly easy. And you can make the changes as you go along. Won't really affect the universe any, because the universe is timeless. And all you have to do is open up and let it create. Can you hear me groaning here? I'm trying to push these piles into place. I only got a few to go. And I'm done, except for the grouting. Looks pretty good. Yep. Looks pretty good for an insane man. Not sure about that, but that might work. Anyway, that's about it for now.